All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. It is that time of week, folks. My weekly picks in the world of the National Football League, and things are definitely heating up, although most of the United States is frigid right now, but things are definitely heating up on the playoff side as far as the action in the National Football League. Now, after 1 week of postseason action, all four road teams won last week, and they have to be going into the divisional round with a ton of confidence, but they will be facing teams that have first round buys, so it will be interesting to see which will win out this week. The momentum of the teams that won last week on the road in the first round or the teams that had the first round buys. We'll have to wait and see. But with that said, here are my picks for the divisional round here in the NFL playoffs. Excuse me. Now I'm going to start off with the Kansas City Chiefs traveling to take on the New England Patriots. Now, of course, New England finished the regular season with a record of 12-4, but they lost their last two games. This season, New England was 7-1 at home, and you'll have to wonder if that home cooking will be to the favor of the Pats in this one. Now, make no mistake about it, the Patriots come into this game favored by 5 points, but they will be going up against a very fierce and tough Kansas City Chiefs defense. And don't think that the Patriots have forgotten about that, because last year, early on in the season on Monday Night Football, Kansas City handed the Patriots a big-time beatdown, although that was at Arrowhead Stadium in Kansas City. Now, this time around, I expect Patriots quarterback Tom Brady to look to get the football out very quickly, because he knows that Kansas City's defense, especially their linebacking core, will be coming after him. But for the good news for the Patriots, they expect tight end Rob Gronkowski to be healthy, along with wide receiver Julian Edelman, who has not been with the Patriots since week 9 when they and at that point New England was undefeated. Now you look at this Pats defense, and they've been banged up coming down the stretch, and head coach Bill Belichick is hopeful that they can get healthy for this stretch run, and that's going to be important. Why? Because New England has to find a way to put some pressure on Chiefs quarterback Alex Smith. And the reason why I say that, he has done a tremendous job. I know some people are going to call him a game manager, but you know what? He simply does what is asked of him, and he does not make mistakes with the football. If he does not see it there, he simply takes off. And that's what Kansas City does. They maximize their strengths while minimizing their weaknesses. And that right there is a good reason why they have won their last 11 football games. This one is going to be nip and tuck most of the way, but I think New England finds a way to pull away in the fourth quarter. I'm going to take the Patriots by the score of 30-17. Now, Saturday night in the desert, it will be the Arizona Cardinals hosting the Green Bay Packers. And these two teams did meet a few weeks ago in the desert, and Arizona had their way with Green Bay by the score of 38-8. This time around, Green Bay will have made adjustments going into this game, and they have to feel good about themselves after they went on the road last week and took care of business in the wild card round against the Washington Redskins. But the thing about it, make no mistake about it, Green Bay knows that the Cardinals are not the Redskins, and the reason why I say it is this. Defensively, Arizona knows how to put pressure on opposing quarterbacks. And as calm and cool and protected that Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers looked this past Sunday against the Redskins, he knows that that might or more than likely won't be the case when he takes the field versus the Cardinals. Now, defensively, Green Bay did look sharp against the Redskins, but they have to find a way to put some pressure on Cardinals quarterback Carson Palmer and make him uncomfortable. And I say that from the standpoint that Palmer likes to stand in the pocket and throw the ball like a statue. The Packers have to find a way to put some pressure on him, to move him around in that pocket, because when Carson Palmer is a movable quarterback, he is not a good quarterback. So that's going to be a key to this game right here. Also, the Packers, when they get the ball, they cannot settle for threes. They have to get sevens. And to do that, you have to consistently move the ball on third down, which means that wide receiver James Jones has to step up, because it's more than likely that wide receiver Devontae Adams won't be available for this one. The Packers will play the Cardinals tougher than they did the first time around, but it won't mean that they're going to win the game, as I will take Arizona at home by the score of 30-20. Now, on Sunday, you can expect a very physical game between the Seattle Seahawks and the Carolina Panthers, and that is typically the way it is when these two hard-nosed franchises get together. Now, Seattle is looking to be the first NFC team in the Super Bowl era to win their conference in three consecutive years. And, you know, some people will say that Seattle was a bit lucky last week when they knocked off the Minnesota Vikings on the road due to the missed field goal in the waning seconds by Blair Walsh. But you know what? At this time of year, more than ever, better to be lucky than good. That's all it comes down to. And right now, Seattle is moving on. Now, with the Seahawks, you look at quarterback Russell Wilson, and he has really, and I mean really, emerged as an offensive leader for this team. You look at the defense of the Seattle Seahawks, and they are playing much more as a cohesive unit as the season has progressed. And although these two teams did meet earlier in the year, I think both of them have a different feel to them right now. Now, Carolina lost in Week 16 on the road to the Atlanta Falcons, but they got back on track in Week 17 at home versus Tampa Bay, and they want to protect that home field advantage, and they want to go out there and show people simply that they are not a fluke. Now, Carolina can mix it up with you offensively as far as running the football and passing the ball, and they're not afraid of the Seahawks secondary. The Seahawks front seven knows that it's not just good to get the quarterback Cam Newton, they have to find a way to sack him. And it's easier said than done because you're talking about a very big, physical, and mobile quarterback. This game is going to come down to field position and turnovers, as both of these teams are capable of not only getting to the Super Bowl, but they're also capable of winning it. But I'm going to take Seattle in the upset here on the road by the score of 24-23. And finally, it will be the Pittsburgh Steelers traveling to take on the Denver Broncos. Now, these two teams did meet late in the season, with Pittsburgh getting the edge on Denver. Granted, that game was in Pittsburgh, and of course, Peyton Manning was not the starting quarterback for the Broncos. Now, this time around, Manning will be under center, but he will be facing a team in the Steelers that has a ton of injuries. We don't know right now if wide receiver Antonio Brown will be cleared to play due to the concussion protocol that he has to go through with the National Football League after his hit that he took from Vontaze Burfict last week. Also, we know that Ben Roethlisberger, the Steelers quarterback, is playing with a banged-up shoulder. And when you factor in the fact that your all-pro wide receiver in Brown more than likely will not play, and you have a quarterback with a bad shoulder going up against the number one defense in football, it's not a recipe for good if you're the Pittsburgh Steelers. Defensively, though, the Steelers have to find a way to put some pressure on Peyton Manning and force some turnovers and keep him in the game. Why? Because throughout his career, Manning has struggled against that 34 defense, which means that the onus will be on that linebacking core with Ryan Shazier and Bud Dupree, just to name a few, to not only get to Manning, rattle him, sack him, and eventually force him into some turnovers. Pittsburgh will give a game effort, but right now they are simply outmanned due to the injuries, and I'm going to take Denver at home by the score of 31-20. So, folks, those are my picks for the divisional round, and as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge this Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. on the West Coast, as I will be recapping this weekend's action from the divisional round in the NFL. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there is a Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. Once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care, have a wonderful day, and enjoy the postseason football this weekend.